Michael Peach was David Foster Wallace's editor since the early 90s. Together, they worked on some of Wallace's best-known books, like Infinite Jest, A Supposedly Fun Thing I'll Never Do Again, and Consider the Lobster. Peach is executive vice president and publisher of Little Brown and Company. He's currently at work editing Wallace's unfinished novel The Pale King, which is scheduled to hit bookstores in April of 2011. He told Ann Strainchamps that Infinite Jest turned Wallace into a literary superstar.
Infinite Jest was a long time in the making, and writers and reviewers who had been attracted to his work heard through the grapevine that he was working on something really big, really long, really ambitious, and so questions grew about it. Infinite Jest, when it arrived, made a gigantic impression. When we first signed a contract for the book, he had written about 250 pages of it. He had probably written much more, but he showed us the first 250 pages and said it's going to be very, very long, and it was already very, very long. So we did not know how much longer, how big this book was going to be. And then getting to see those chapters as he brought them in was one of the most exciting experiences I've ever had as an editor.
Now, by all accounts, he was a perfectionist in terms of his writing. He was fiercely intelligent, as you said, also emotionally fragile. What did that mean in terms of your working relationship?
He used the term thumb wrestling. He liked to sort of to comment reductio ad absurdum. He described the editorial process as thumb wrestling, that he had enormous ambition and a complex vision of how his work fit together as a whole that not many people could recognize or appreciate.
Does that mean he'd quibble over every change he wanted to make?
No. Quibbling was not in his vocabulary. He graciously accepted a lot of suggestions. I have hundreds of pages of manuscript notes in which he's written in the margin, you know, my canines are bared over this one, meaning I'm not letting go of this one. But note that the previous 11 I've given into completely. I think what he looked for in the editorial relationship was probably more than anything someone who could give him a sense of when the pacing was effective, when the long, long, elaborate sections he was developing sometimes felt like they could overwhelm the book as a whole and make people just lose their patience.
You've taken on the task of editing his unfinished novel, Pale King. You went to pick it up at his house, right?
It was some weeks after he died that his agent went into his office with his widow, Karen Green, and called me to say that she had found a manuscript, a substantial stack of pages, on his desk. And they invited me to come there to begin reading them and to look at everything, the papers he had left behind. And there was an enormous amount of work that he had done on a novel, which was called The Pale King.
Is it hard to work on a book like this that's so emotionally loaded, so personal for you? Or when you're working, are you kind of able to put that aside and just focus on the prose?
When I first sat down in front of this stack of pages, his death was recent, and I was still grieving and expected this to be a grievous experience. And in fact, the opposite happened. As soon as I began reading, I was happy because I was in his presence again. He was something he had made that I'd never seen before. It was thrilling. And for the duration of reading any part of it, I disappeared in it as one disappears into a written work. So it actually was an experience of almost of joy to read this and to see what he'd been working on, to understand the challenge he'd given himself, to see what huge accomplishments he had made. So it's actually been a work in which I've been taking. It's horribly sad that he's gone, but working on this book actually is a sad delight. It's very exciting work.
Michael Peach has edited David Foster Wallace since the early 90s. He's executive vice president and publisher at Little Brown and Company, and currently editing Wallace's unfinished novel, The Pale King, due out in April of 2011. He talked with Ann Strainchamps. Peach wanted to share some of the delight he's found in Wallace's final written words, so he gave us an excerpt from the forthcoming novel. It's about a girl named Peoria, who's now grown up and works for the IRS. This is the story of her childhood, with a mother who has been in and out of mental institutions and has a habit of forming relationships with unsavory men.
The mother's relational skills being indifferent to this degree since the period of clinical confinement in University City, Missouri, wherein the mother had been denied visits for 18 business days, and the girl had evaded family services during this period and slept in an abandoned Dodge vehicle whose doors could be secured with coat hangers twisted just so. The longest time she'd ever subsisted wholly on shoplifted food was 8 days. Not more than a competent shoplifter. Their time at Moab, Utah, an associate once said that her pockets had no imagination and was soon thereafter pinched and made to spear litter by the highway, as she and the mother had passed in the converted camper driven by Kick, the seller of pyrite and self-made arrowheads, around whom the mother said not ever one word but sat before the radio painting each nail a different color, and who had once punched her stomach so hard she saw colors and smelled up close the carpet's grit base, and could hear what her mother then did to distract Kick from further attentions to this girl with a mouth on her. This being also how she learned to cut a brake line so the failure would be delayed until such time as the depth of the cut determined. At night, on the pallet in the ruddled glow, she dreamt also of a bench by a pond and the somnolent mutter of ducks, while the girl held the string of something that floated above with a painted face, a kite or balloon. Of another girl she would never see or know of.
That was actress Carrie Coon reading an excerpt from David Foster Wallace's unfinished novel The Pale King, to be published in April of 2011.